soon, during this time of early spring, we have the planting of seeds, and that is a time where Jesus uses that experience of life, where a seed goes into a ground and dies. And only because it dies will it then spring up into something bigger than it was at the very start, merely a seed. If it does not die, it remains only a seed and doesn't grow into a plant, a strong, vibrant plant bearing flowers and fruit. And it's God's will for us, like that seed, to die in order that we may grow, flower, and bear fruit. That's what Lent is all about, to die to self, die to the self-will. That, you've heard of the term mortification. Mortification implies death to the will, death to self-will, death to what I want to do. And actually, sometimes that's expressed by being available to what others want me to do, maybe, or at least even anticipating what others do. And this is in keeping with the fourth commandment with children, anticipating what their parents want even before they ask. That is truly pleasing to the Lord. Anticipate what another person asks. Experience that death of that little seed of what I want right now, and then Jesus will bring it to fruition into heaven. So that's what the ashes represent. Ashes is the death of the wood. It actually becomes a different kind of thing. The ash is a different kind of thing than what it was before it was burnt up. And so that's what we're to become, a different kind of being through grace. We become a different kind of being. In that way, while we remain human, yes. But what in that quality, there's a quality to the soul that only God can do, and that has no bearing that are coming from anything that we naturally can acquire. Only grace comes from God, and he calls us to die to the self-will in order to participate in the fullness of his graces, and then finally glory in heaven. So let these ashes remind us today of that death of self-will with a thrust towards hope for healing and a strength to grow from virtue to virtue this Lent.